Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, sponsored by WebSpy. It's September 20, 2010, and this is episode 260. Today we're going to take a look at the winners of the August 2010 MBP and WebSpy assignment, which was on the theme of glass of water. Before we jump into that, I'd like to thank our sponsors WebSpy, the Internet Monitoring Analysis and Reporting Specialists. If you have a Twitter account and a minute to spare, please go to my blog at blog.martinbaileyphotography.com and click on the text link underneath the WebSpy tile to the right. That will automatically tweet the message thanks to @WebSpy for sponsoring the @MartinBaileyPhotographyPodcast. Or you can just type that in yourself if you prefer. To find out more about WebSpy and their products, go to webspy.com/MBP and use the discount code MBPWSY for a 10% discount on anything that you buy. Okay, so let's take a look at the five winning images for the August assignment, each accompanied by a backstory from the artist. As usual, we'll do this in reverse order, and remember that you can see the images on my blog at blog.martinbaileyphotography.com or on the podcasts page. If you subscribe in iTunes, you'll also be able to see the images in iTunes or on your iPod, and they'll automatically change as we discuss them. So in fifth place, we have Shutter, or David Newcomb, with Hot Water. And here's David's backstory to start with. I started the month by spending about $30 at various dollar stores buying bottles and vases. I wanted a picture showing motion, so with my daughter's help, we smashed them all. I was somewhat happy with the results until near the end of the month when great photos started to be posted. Like usual, I was having second thoughts. I figured flames always look cool, so I filled a glass with most of the way with water and then added some camp fuel. I took about 200 pictures of the flaming glass of water. Sometimes quality through quantity works. I can sure relate to that, Dave. I shot no end of images for this assignment as well, as I had my first try at capturing droplets of water. It was a lot of fun, but the timing was tough. I like your results with the flames, which do always look pretty cool. With your image, I like the fact that there is still some droplets of water on the glass, but with it being engulfed by flames, I imagine that the heat has all but evaporated the water that was once there. I also like the blue flames along the base of the image, giving it a kind of anchor. Nice work, Dave, and congratulations on fifth place. So moving along, in fourth place is Steve Martin's image, Too Late, and here's Steve's backstory to accompany it. Even before Martin announced the assignment theme, I really wanted to come up with a suitable image taken on my week-long family vacation to the beach. With the theme of glass of water, I came up with the idea of a figure reaching for a glass of water taken on the beach, which might also have the feel of a desert. The only problem was finding someone to be in the photograph. Fortunately, I found out that my sister and her husband would also be on vacation with my family, so I immediately thought of my brother-in-law. Graciously, he agreed to be a model, which I was very happy about since I thought his physique would work well for the shot. For the shoot, I positioned him in the sand with his hand reaching out for the glass of water, and as a final touch, used a spray bottle, which I usually only use for adding droplets to flowers, to add some moisture to his head and back. I took about a dozen shots at various focal lengths and angles and settled for this final one, in which I was shooting on my stomach at a relatively long focal length. In post, I converted the image to black and white and added just a touch of sepia. This is one of my personal favourites, Steve. I really like the concept and your execution is great. I think in addition to your brother-in-law's physique, the tattoos also add a lot to this image. It gives us much more to build a story for ourselves on how he might have ended up in the situation. I like the depth of field with the glass and the strip of sand at the same distance as the glass, all in focus. But then with the man getting gradually more and more out of focus, then the upper background being a nice, smooth, sort of silky area is great. I like the slight panorama-like crop as well. all add to the drama of this well-thought-out scene, so great work, Steve, and well done on fourth place. In third place is Super Digital Girl, or Leslie Grander Hill, with Black and Blue, and here's Leslie's backstory. When I heard what the theme was this month, I was at a loss. I had no idea what I would do. Then I remembered that my husband made me a box with black lights several years ago. I haven't used it since I started shooting digital. I thought this would be the time to try it again. I bought a vase at the local store, grabbed something bubbly from the refrigerator and set up my tripod. I didn't realise that the quinine in tonic water takes on a milky look in black light until I poured it into the vase. This was a surprise that changed the look of the image, but I was very happy with the results. I used a couple of pieces of neon paper to reflect off of the glass and add the touches of pink. This vase is sitting on a piece of glass on top of black paper. I tried shooting it with and without the flower and decided that it worked better with the flower. Normally I try to shoot more than one option for my entry each month, but this month that wasn't possible, so I really appreciate that the members voted for this image. Well, this is a stunning image, Leslie, again, as usual. It's so cool that you did this with black light. I was wondering how you'd done this, and I was happy that you were, placed, even if just to hear how you did it in your backstory. I agree that the flower adds a lot to the image. It wouldn't have been as strong without this additional element. I also like the various shades of violet to blue in the petals. Very vivid yet somehow subtle at the same time. It was an excellent idea to use those black lights and very well executed. Congratulations on third place, Leslie. In second place is Marcus Perkins' image, Stem the Flow, and here's Marcus's backstory. Like some others have mentioned, I was struggling with this topic and spent many days trying to get a suitable image. I even had my daughter pouring water from a watering can into a glass outside to imitate rain. Last month I tried to play on the word symmetry for inspiration and ended up in a cemetery. This month I couldn't come up with an angle, so I went with a straight picture of a glass of water. I had tried shooting water drops a few months ago and learned a lot about lighting required for glass and liquids. I set up my SB600 flash pointing towards my portrait background and used two heavy books to flank a wine glass of water. I stood the glass on a small sheet of picture frame glass and ensured that no light was hitting the glass. I was going for the bubbling water effect, as you can see in this image. I wanted to capture a really sharp image with bubbles frozen as they dance around inside the glass. This is good fun and easy to do, although it can get a bit messy. I was reasonably happy with the result, but I noticed that I'd splashed water around and the green cast from the sheet of glass was quite vivid. I shot off a couple of frames just to capture the effect. It wasn't until I was processing later in Lightroom that I kept coming back to this image, as it just attracted my eye. When it came to time to submit, I couldn't decide on the other 20 images of bubbly water, so, exasperated, I went with this image. My partner came up with the title, as she couldn't stand the indecision and dithering anymore. Well, Marcus, I really like both images. The one of the bubbles in the glass is a nice, clean image with a good crop, nice and sharp. The one that you entered is probably the better of the two. So, you know, from an artistic perspective, that is. It's just got a good strong tilt, very effective. And as you say, the green reflected in the water adds a very nice touch. Using the two books to add a dark shadow on either side of the glass is a good technique too. It's good to see you reusing stuff that you've learned that you've learned in the past in the assignment, and it's obviously helping you to get placed high in the ranking. So that's, you know, it's all coming together nicely. Well done and congratulations on second place. Finally, the winner for the second time in this batch of assignments is Cheshire Cat or Elise with Dot Theory. And here's Elise's backstory. This was yet another difficult theme for me, though I usually try to shoot something in the beginning of the month. 2 weeks had passed by and I hadn't done anything. I looked through the cupboards for interesting glasses and decided on a couple that had possibilities. I searched for wildflowers, but by August, most of the more interesting ones are gone. I picked what I could find, hoping that one flower in a glass of water would have some appeal. The lighting in my house is inadequate for photography. There was much trial and error with the different flowers and the other glasses filled with water and ice. I found that daylight bulbs gave much better lighting. I saw Super Digital Girl's black and blue poster and gave up on the flower idea as hers was so good. I tried different background materials, nothing worked. I bought a roll of black and white wrapping paper with the idea it might have an interesting look through the glass of water. I set up two lamps with the daylight bulbs and positioned them so that there would be, you know, there would not be a shadow. Getting the background dots to be even was not easy, nor was it getting the right height of the camera to get the perspective I wanted. I tried different glasses, but this one was the best. It had the most surprising patterns in the glass stem. I converted the best shot to black and white. On receiving some good advice, I cropped it to 10x8 to get a more vertical image. Having a studio setup would have made this much easier, but I learned a lot in the making of this image, for which I thank Martin and the challenge and WebSpy for sponsoring of his site. I really love this image, Elise. You'd never have guessed that we were witnessing your learning process here, and as once again, the results are simply stunning. You made this look so easy. I had imagined you just knocking this set together without really thinking too much about it and knocking out a few world-beating frames with very little effort. Obviously, coming across the spotted paper here is key, but you had to be in the mode to go out and look for it and connect with the fact that you might be able to get this look as you started to play with the items that you'd chosen to work with. As you mentioned, the patterns in the stem of the glass and the base too are incredible. And the black and white conversion once again tops this off perfectly. The alignment of the dots in the vertical background so that none of them are cropped is all, you know, that's all part of the icing on the cake here. It's another incredibly strong image, so congratulations on the image and on another first place, Elise. So, just to recap, the August assignment was the third of six assignments from which the five entrants with the most accumulated scores will receive one of the five prizes that I and our sponsors, WebSpy, have made available. The prizes include an amazing Sony Alpha NEX5, some X-Rite color management tools, and my own fine art print and a folio of your choice from my collections. I'll put a link to the prizes in the show notes for you to check those out if you're interested. Thanks so much to all of you that took part in this assignment and for those of you that took the time to vote too. Remember that the September assignment is Change and there are 10 days left to get your image in. I also hope that you have fun and maybe learn something while shooting for the assignment. That's what it's really all about. So a bit of a quick episode this week, but I'm happy for the extra time that this gives me as I work towards incorporating Martin Bailey Photography as a business, and I'm also moving full steam ahead with plans for my exhibition here in Tokyo in December, and I've been out again checking out galleries around the city. I'll let you know as soon as I make any progress on these various fronts. on anything really in related to going full-time pro in these coming weeks. As I've mentioned before, the best place to hear about new developments is Twitter, so if you're interested, do follow me. I always try to answer any direct questions as well, so you know, if you have any questions either that you want a quick answer to or anything that you'd like me to talk about on the podcast, you can drop me a line on Twitter anytime. If you need more than 140 characters, of course, you can also email your questions either via the contact form on the website or just email me at questions@martinbaileyphotography.com too. Thanks for listening today, and thanks again to WebSpy for sponsoring the podcast. You can find me on Flickr and Facebook as well as Twitter, and of course my blog and the photography forum. All links are on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so drop by. And I'll be back next week with another episode. In the meantime though, you just have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye bye.
This is Dave Warner, and I'm the host of the LensFlare35.com podcast. Each week I bring you interviews with some of the top photographers using digital SLR cameras. They share some of their coolest tips and tricks, techniques and news about what they're up to. So please take a moment to visit the website or subscribe to LensFlare35 on iTunes.
The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.